720 WGN, thanks for joining us this afternoon. It's the Chicago Blackhawks home opener tonight, and it's good to see Derek Stevens, the owner and CEO of Circa Sports, in the studio. Brought along Mike Palm, the VP of Operations, and hey, that looks like a former NHL enforcer. Is this guy your bodyguard or what?
No bodyguard. That's Darren Banks. Everybody calls him Banks. He's an executive casino host for Circa, and he hangs around. He does a lot of media with us. But with statistics such as two NHL goals, but 2,864 penalty minutes, he does get misconstrued as an enforcer from time to time.
It's just a mistake. It's just a stereotype. That's all it is, right?
we're happy to be in Chicago. We are fired up about opening night. We're just excited to be here.
How excited are you to see the official patch now on the Blackhawks home sweaters for the first time?
Yeah, it means a lot. I mean, we had an opportunity to work with the Blackhawks ownership and management to be able to do this. We've only done this one other time. We're from Vegas, so we did it in Vegas. And the year we did it in Vegas, they won the Stanley Cup. So we're putting a little pressure on the Blackhawks. Let's do it again. And if that happens, I think everyone's going to come to love it.
And so we're going to see that tonight, right, Derek, when the guys take the ice?
Yeah, I mean, what a great young team. I mean, this is going to be a lot of fun here. I mean, the energy here in Chicago, it's pretty amazing to see just coming back from an opening road trip. So we're pretty excited. You can feel the energy all over Chicago. I saw Blackhawks jerseys all over the place today.
And we're going to do a whole weekend in Vegas. I say we because I really want one of those daytime beds at the stadium swim. But you're actually doing a big Blackhawks fan weekend at Circa Sports in Vegas. Can you tell everybody about that?
Yeah, that's down the road. That's when the Blackhawks come to Vegas at the end of February. So, all Blackhawks fans, you can go to the Circa Sports website and you can get 20% off of your stay. You get a complimentary day bed at Stadium Swim. We're effectively getting everybody out of the Midwest and get some sunshine. You need some sunshine in February.
Yeah, absolutely. Derek, we love you. Any chance you're in town to buy the Chicago White Sox?
Oh boy, that's a different zip code for me. We just wrote a sports book, but boy, I heard a lot. Mike Palm was telling me about this today.
Yeah, I had a couple friends texting me today, say, get Derek the Pony up to cash for the Sox while you guys are in town. I know that's been one of the hot topics here this week.
So when people come to Vegas and they visit Circa, Mike, what for those who haven't checked out your website or haven't been there, tell them about the experience at Circa.
Well, that's a good word, Lisa, to talk about experience. We have the world's largest sports book, three stories tall. It's an incredible viewing experience, and we're very proud of the product we put out with sports in Nevada and in Iowa and in Kentucky and in Colorado and here in Illinois as well. Another experiential place is called Stadium Swim. We don't like to call it a pool because that doesn't do it justice. It's an outdoor aqua amphitheater with six pools, open year-round, only pool in Las Vegas, 365 days a year, and a screen three times as big as the sports book for your viewing pleasure, as well as the DJs we have out there. And it's a tremendous venue all year long. Those become hot tubs in the winter, those cool, refreshing pools in the summer. We've got a 60th floor lounge, the Legacy Club, that overlooks the entire strip of Las Vegas, as well as great views of the mountains. And we have three or four, tremendous restaurants, award-winning restaurants in our portfolio as well. So Derek always says we sell fun. It's an underserved market in Las Vegas, and we try to create that kind of an experience for everyone.
Lisa, I got to tell you, my wife and I have been out there twice, and I can tell you firsthand, we had a room that overlooked the swim last time we were there. And it was packed day and night. And I was watching games out my window, not on my TV set in the hotel room. I was watching games outside on the big screen out there because I could see it so clearly. And the 60th floor, the views, it's amazing. I mean, if you haven't been to Vegas and you haven't been able to see the strip, I mean, this is like an elevated view of the entire strip. It's fantastic.
Did you say the 60th floor?
60th, yeah.
Wow. Yeah, that's awesome. That is fantastic. So, the Hawks are going to win tonight, right, Derek?
Yeah, they're a -177 favorite. They're a big favorite on opening night. Absolutely.
Yes. And what do you think about our guy, Connor Bedard?
when you take a look at the current numbers, the over-under, he's 3.5 shots on goal. Favorite to get a point tonight. We love this Blackhawk. The youth of this Blackhawks young team is inspiring. I mean, this is pretty awesome. Awesome, really, for us. I mean, we love coming to Chicago, but to affiliate with a young team like the Blackhawks is pretty exciting for us going forward.
And as the ex-enforcer, when you get a little guy like that running around the ice, you're keeping an eye on him, aren't you?
Yeah, you're making sure that guy doesn't get beat up on the ice. But this game now in 2024 is completely different when I played. So he has it a little easier, but he can still get hit a little bit. But they make sure that he doesn't, you know, he's taken care of pretty well. He's not going to get hurt in a game. And if he does, you know, it's probably his own fault that he does get hurt.
Yeah, little tougher game back then?
Oh, yeah, completely different. I mean, every game you'd go to back then, there was a fight in the game, at least one, if not three, and I was probably in two of them. So, yeah, it was a different game. It was about intimidation, not so much skill, but there was a lot of skill. I mean, some of the best players played back in that, you know, that generation. So now it's a different game. It's more playmaker, scoring a lot more, but they don't score as much because they pass the puck too much. So everything's a pretty play now to these kids. So it's fun to watch. I like it because it's fast.
Yeah, that's it. It moves fast, and the action will be heard right here on 720 WGN tonight. Anything else you want to tell our audience about Circa before you guys get out of here and head to the UC?
Well, one thing for some of your listening audience, you know, people have asked me, it's like, how did Circa get developed with Stadium Swim, with this, you know, big aqua theater and the world's largest sports book and the 60th floor Legacy Club? You know, I grew up in the Midwest, and one of the things that we thought about that was very important was we felt that we wanted to do something for people from the Midwest. I mean, Vegas has, you know, 330 days of sunshine every year. So I know what it's like growing up and not seeing the sun between Thanksgiving and opening day, you know, of baseball season. So, you know, I would just say we kind of designed Circa for sports fans. We designed Circa for Midwestern people to be able to come out. That's why our pools are open 365 days a year. And it's pretty awesome to see all the Chicago and metropolitan Chicago people come out and visit Circa. We kind of built this for everybody. We make sure that we've got all the Chicago sports teams on all of our screens. And we hope to see more Chicago fans out visiting Circa Las Vegas.
Yeah, you're going to see everybody out there for the Chicago Blackhawks fan weekend. And I'm glad it's in February because I don't think we're equipped for the summer that you just experienced.
I think, you know, the experience this summer is pretty hot. Now we're ready to roll. As far as being in Chicago, the one thing I would say is we're excited that our sports app's out here. This is a year where we're really increasing our menu, the number of options on first to score, anytime scorer, just shots on goal for every Blackhawks player. We're really expanding our menu if you're a Hawks fan, so we're pretty excited about that. And every day, you remember, there's always a grand salami every day that that people love to bet on. So we'll have a pretty big hockey menu, widely expanded this year, and it's really because of our relationship with the Blackhawks that we're doing it.
Well, thanks for swinging by the studio, guys. We really appreciate it.
Lisa, it was great talking to you. And even though Tom Skilling retired, he still made a perfect autumn day for us here, so we thank him.
Gorgeous, isn't it? I mean, it's a good thing you weren't here at like 5 in the morning yesterday because it was a little chilly. It would have reminded you of Michigan, Derek.
Well, I was here.
All right. Have fun tonight, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
That's Derek Stevens, owner, CEO of Circa Sports, Mike Palm, VP of Operations, and Banksy, better known as Darren Banks from the Boston Bruins back in the 90s. Hawks on 720 WGN tonight, and coming up next is your news.